with you now. Tell me why I never seem to make you happy, though heaven knows I try. What does it take to please you? Tell me just how I can satisfy your woman.
We do. You wanna, know how that song came about? How that song was written?
Yes, let's talk about it.
First
okay,
line.
Hold on, we have a little. Okay.
Something wrong?
Yeah. Well, we'll get it fixed somehow. All right. Okay. All right. Let's do this. What in the world? Okay, let's try something here.
There's some ghost in the machine here.
Yeah, I don't believe in ghosts. let's try this. Okay, Monday Night Madness, folks. It is mad.
Okay.
And we'll get this taken care of somehow, some way. Okay, all right, Professor.
Oh, well, with that number, listen to the first line. Trash man didn't get my trash today.
Uh-huh. Wow.
No one showed up to pick up his trash. So he writes, people make the world go round.
Oh, boy.
You know, and what he says about songwriting with him is, you know, it's, you know, you look at all of his songs, you know, and he says, it's three things. It's either something that you have dealt with, smelt with, or felt with. Okay. Dealt with, smelt with, and felt with. And that's the thing, you know, with songwriting, any kind of, art. And Duke Ellington did the same way. You know, it was a funny thing. He was often asked, you know, what is it, you, Kenneth Gamble, Leon Huff, what is it? How is it that you made the sound that is identifiable with the city of brotherly love? Terry Gross of National Public Radio once asked him, when you hear the term Philly sound or Philly soul, what is the first thing that you think about? And he said, the cheesesteak. Okay.
Yes.
Now, she asked him about the term of the music, Philly soul, Philly sound, but he said the cheesesteak. And he explains, he said, you can get cheesesteaks all over America, but they are not going to taste the way that they do in Philadelphia. And it doesn't matter where in the city you go, there is a distinctive taste to the Philly cheesesteak. And there is truth to that. Now, he said that there's certain places in around the city that may be different from the others, but it is still a distinctive taste.
Uh-huh.
Is everything okay?
No, it's not.
Oh, boy.
This is what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to pause this for about a minute.
Okay.
We're going to shut everything down, folks. Please stay right there. Oh, my goodness.
Please stay.
Don't go anywhere.
I think we're going to reboot.
Okay. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to do something a little different. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I may have a solution for you. Stand by. Don't go anywhere. This is the Buzz Network Studio, WBuzz.com. We are going to shut this down just for a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Please stay.
Please. Yes, let's do that. Let's shut it down. We'll be back in about 60 seconds.
Stand.
And not you. You
You are everything. That was David Sanborn.
Hey, great.
Professor,
version.
I want to thank you for putting that on.
Yeah, man. It's a great version.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's going to have to go into my jazz room. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
And, okay, a story.
Please. Bring it. Bring it.
Tom Bell and Kenny Gamble walking down the street. And they notice a fella across the street staring at them. And kind of freaked them out a little bit. Tom Bell was telling Kenneth, let's go. Let's turn around and go. And Kenneth was a little irritated. Why is this guy staring? And he said, come on. And Kenneth was like, no, I want to know why this guy is staring. What? You know, now you're in Philly, downtown Philly. I guess you don't play stuff like that.
No, you don't.
But Tom Bell happened to calm him down and they just went on. And the next day he presented him. Well, what he wrote on paper was, today I saw somebody who looked just like you. She walked like you do. I thought it was you. As she turned the corner, I called out your name. I felt so ashamed when it wasn't you. So the divine just works.
That's how that was born.
Yeah.
Amazing. All songs come from something.
Mm-hmm.
It was an inspiration. Whether you lived it, you know somebody else that lived it, a thought, a feeling. That's these guys, and they write about their lives. So many songs. Yeah.
I mean, Everything Tonight is probably, it's a diary of Tom Bell's life.
I'm Stone in Love with You. Break Up to Make Up.
Mm.
Bet You My Golly Wow.
Yeah.
Stop Looking, Listen. Didn't I Blow Your Mind? La La. I mean, come on.
Mm.
Need I say more?
I know.
No. And this one, we have two more by the stylist.
Oh, right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I had to add one. But this one right here, wow.
I keep hearing John Kennedy Terrell's voice in my mind saying, no, brother, you have to get your own.
You make me feel brand new.
Who ever thought Greer Childs would enter into tonight's lineup?
Monday Night Madness, WB and the Professor.
My love, I'll never find the words, my love, to tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, you held my life within your hands, created everything me how to live again.
Only
and made me sure you gave my pride back to me. Precious grace, with you I always have a friend. You're someone who I can depend to walk a path that sometimes bends.
Without you, I'll search the darkness of the night.
Monday Night Madness, Studio W.
Children
of the Night.
It's down to 60. Best served stone cold with WB and the Professor. Hey, this is The Buzz.
All right.
One of my favorites, Children of the Night.
Yeah, I dig that.
Stylistics. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. One of my favorite groups of all time. I got to share this with you.
Yes.
And hopefully one of my good friends, he's listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that I know that can mirror and sing in that same brilliant falsetto.
Oh, yeah?
As Russell Tompkins Jr.
Who?
David Prescott.
Yes.
Your remember friend. Out of Vegas now. I think he's moved on the East Coast. We're going to have to get him on the show one night.
Okay.
What a brilliant voice. Now, this gentleman, his bass, his range is from bass all the way to, I don't know how many octaves over tenor. First tenor.
Oh, my.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yes, we got to bring him on. Okay.
Speaking of bringing on. We've got a treat. Guess who's going to visit us in the very near future?
I can only guess.
Doug the Change Man Smith.
Yes. not just Derek, ladies and gentlemen.
And his counterpart.
Parts.
Deacon Otis Whitnall. And tell it like it is.
Tears.
Oh, that's right. With his cast of characters, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about WW. Fillmore, then the ladies, man. That's Fillmore, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. And then you have Miller Thunderbird. He's the drunk.
All from Cheatersville, Virginia.
All from Cheatersville, Virginia. Don't try to look it up. Don't try to Google it. You won't find it, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, coming up.
It's a good thing.
On this program on Monday Night Madness, we just confirmed it, but we don't have a date yet, but it will, because you know how it is when you get big time, you know.
Oh yeah.
It takes a while to book these,
I'll put you on the calendar and my people will call your people.
Yeah. But I always called his people. Look, I'm narrowing this thing down. But hey man, ladies and gentlemen, if you love Derek the Chainsman Smith, Deacon Otis Whitnall and his cast of characters. And when I say cast of characters, I mean exactly that, because his cast, when he goes somewhere, his cast goes with him.
It's the people inside his head, hey.
You got it. Monday Night Madness, more of that coming right after. Let's see, we've got some, spinners with,
Oh yes. All right.
Is that Dionne Warwick?
Vincent? Yes.
Is that Dionne? There is a special that was on CNN, I believe this last Sunday.
Okay.
And the title, help me, The Way You Were, or The Way, what was the title of that?
Or was it Then Came You?
No, I thought it was The Way You Were.
The Way You Were. Okay.
I believe it was.
Okay.
We'll fact check it later. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, if you know, hey, share it with us. We need help here.
It was a Dionne special?
Dionne Warwick, yeah.
Wow, okay.
And she talked about growing up and singing, going up through the 60s.
Wow.
Oh, that involved a lot.
Of course it did.
Yeah, the cultural.
Yeah, man.
The racial divide.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before. Then came
Yes.
Produced by Tom Bell. When she first heard the song, she hated it.
I heard that before.
Yeah.
And she wasn't the only one. I didn't like it either.
But she, yeah.
You can hear, oh yeah, the Spinners, mm-hmm. Dionne Warwick. But then that's a song that grows on you that
grows on you. She thought it was lousy. And this was the period in the mid 70s. She leaves, Warner Brothers. I think it was Warner Brothers. It wasn't. She was at Warner Brothers at the time. The label that she was on when she had all of those hits with, Burt Bacharach.
Bacharach,
right.
That's right.
Okay.
Who couldn't sing a lick.
Yeah, because he's a composer. You know, his voice is a composer's voice, you know. It only is just enough to hit the notes.
But
you
brilliant.
Know, that thing. But brilliant. Yeah, composer. Definitely. Okay. God, I cannot, find the, Scepter. That's it. It was Scepter Records. When she left Scepter to go to Warner Brothers said to her, add an E at the end of your name. Still pronounced Dionne Warwick, but just add the E. And she couldn't get any hits. And she had all of this bad fortune in her personal life and everything was going on. And this song with the Spinners was marketed with the E in her name. Well, not only was the song a success and the first number one hit for the Spinners, okay, she decided shortly thereafter to drop the E, and then things turned around in her life after that. You know, it's just amazing. Just some of these, I don't know, what do you call these? Just these mysterious things that occur with some artists, you know?
You know, and sometimes simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just changing things in marketing, because we find out now, even though this is not silly, some of these craziest things happen in marketing any product.
Yes.
That catches the human
psyche.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And interest. It's absolutely crazy.
Well, when you study Maslow's hierarchy of needs and what the human not only needs, but what also turns the human on as far as the serotonin response, okay,
yeah.
And the dopamine of the stimuli around us and what we take in, what we respond to, then...
That's what happens with what we do and the mm-hmm. interactions that we get with our audience.
Well, sure.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's a stimulus.
It's a stimulus.
Or a stimulant.
It is. All the above. Yes, it's a stimulant.
Okay, yeah, everything.
Yes.
Now, I had no idea that this group was produced by the infamous Mr. Tom Bell.
No, don't say infamous.
Okay.
Just famous, but
okay.
No, we no one wants to be well, maybe there's some people in the world who want to be infamous.
Oh, well, famous then. Okay. Let's move right along. Ready or not, the Jackson 5.
Yeah. was sick and tired living in a town filled with narrow minds and hate. They used to laugh at me, their children called me name. I would run and hide, feeling so ashamed just for being born. I was just a boy punished for a crime that was not mine.
Fancy fairy tale, are born and sold by those
who can well afford. Time to make believe, childhood dreams can still come true.
So I've been wondering, traveling all around, guess it ain't my style to live in just one town.
Still, I'll never know why a child is blamed.
We're back. Monday Night Madness. This next artist, Professor, we must talk about him because he is an icon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about none other than Johnny Mathis.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
So that tells us a lot about this producer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mr. Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going all the way back to Johnny Mathis. He was a favorite of my mother's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And what a unique artist.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny
mm-hmm.
Mathis.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to, I'm guessing right now, he crossed over the barrier, didn't he?
Yeah, definitely. And
big
he,
time.
He thoroughly had mass appeal coming out at a time where we were still segregated culturally, but appealed to both white and
absolutely
black music lovers. And he wasn't really black. He was really Samoan, but it seems like
he looked black to me.
Yeah, we accepted him as a brother.
Well,
yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. Guess what? Hmm. You got some
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, the melanin is in.
The
bro.
Melanin, if you got
the melanin is in.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Look black to me. I'm coming home, Johnny Mathis,
in a good tune.
Mm-hmm. sitting in a railway station with my suitcase in my hand. Going back where I came from, I've had more than I can stand of watching them destroy my dreams. They picked my brain till it was clean. When I was up, they knocked me down. I ain't gonna hang around. I'm going home. I'm going home. Going home. Tell someone to meet me. I'm coming home. Came to this old town seeking fortune and some fame. Never got the chance to prove myself, though I tried to play their game. Using people just ain't my thing, and I won't dangle from any string to please some fool I don't care about. They turned me inside out. I'm going home. I'm going home.
Johnny Mathis.
There's a story here that is related to what we were talking about earlier. After the success with the Spinners and the number one of Then Came You, he felt ambitious, Tom Bell, he felt ambitious, and he said, I would like to get Johnny Mathis. I would love to get Johnny Mathis. So he went over to Columbia. He went over to Columbia and he talked with Clive Davis. And guess what Clive Davis told him about Johnny Mathis, about getting Johnny Mathis. Guess what Clive told him?
I have no idea.
He said, Tom, you are a wonderful producer. You're a good producer. You're a magnificent producer.
It.
But only for black music.
Mm.
So you were talking about, you saw the brother in Johnny Mathis. Well, to Clive, Johnny Mathis was white music. If you could see WB's face right now. That's right. That's right. And it took a while for Tom Bell. It took longer than expected, but he got him. And then, ladies and gentlemen, that's the result. Coming home. I'm coming
amazing,
home.
Amazing. Hey, that is good stuff. What I wanted to point out about the arrangement there, folks, you could hear the violins there. You
I
could
know.
Also hear the horns. Okay? The composition of those instruments. Now, you mentioned he had, now, I don't know how many violins he had on this song.
Yeah.
But I do know there were multiple horns there.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell that.
Oh, he knows. He knew every horn in the orchestra. I mean, just You know, and that's when that's how, where that classical training comes in.
I wouldn't be surprised if there were a French horn in there too. I wouldn't be surprised of that.
Oh.
I don't know.
There's the French horn, and then there's a, I think it's called the English French horn. There's a name to it, the glissandi. You ought to know, cause you were in marching.
But we didn't have one of those.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We had French horns. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm familiar with those.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm familiar with most instruments that you find mm-hmm. in an orchestra. So that's why I picked up on the horns, and I thought I heard a French horn in there.
Oh, I'm sure. There was a European French horn that is distinguished from the Western French horn, and he used that one a lot.
Wow, the European.
Yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing.
I don't know the
now,
term.
Do they look alike?
Because see, I don't know. I got to look at it.
I can see, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Since we're on video right now,
mm-hmm.
but the French horn, the traditional French horn, what I'm calling it traditional, mm-hmm. and it may not be the English may be the traditional one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it has a curl to it. And I mean, it's just an amazing instrument.
Right.
And the way you play it, you have to have your hand up in the bell of it.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Unique sound. So unique.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing stuff. Folks, we got some MFSB coming up.
Ugh.
And some OJs. Oh, my. Let's get to the music.
I know.
Right now.